It's Kevin.
It's Kevin here.
Again. I just had a thought. What if the Supreme Court had plants on it? It would just be better all around, wouldn't it? Like, instead of Justice Alito, they would have a chrysanthemum. Justice Thomas could be a marigold. Oh, Sotomayor could be a bunch of peonies. Justice Kagan can be calla lilies. They wouldn't all have to be flowering plants, of course.
I think this is probably the best idea I've ever had. I mean, it would revolutionize the American justice system. Granted, the flowers would have to pass the bar, I'd imagine. Or is that just for lawyers? There would be details to work out, for sure. But, I mean, anything's possible. So how's everyone doing? Email me at greenfingerspodcast@gmail.com. That's .com, C-O-M, to let me know how you're doing. And what you think of my Supreme Court idea. If it works in the U.S., maybe we can institute it here in Canada as well. I think the biggest issue would be working out when they can all convene. Because they might blossom in different seasons, you know. They may have to work out some non-contemporaneous way of communicating about the cases. But I mean, that would just revolutionize the American justice system even more if it's not, like, suddenly if we're developing something outside of the ordinary space-time continuum, then it's like, who knows what kind of cases we could solve? Like, this could just blow the doors wide open, or, you know, blow the dandelion heads right off. I didn't mean to use such a violent metaphor. I've been trying to teach the raccoons to cuss less recently, which is a trial. They don't use human swears, of course, but when you spend enough time with raccoons that you've shared dreams with, you know which of their chitters are inappropriate ones. And actually, I shouldn't say they don't use human swears, because they do love to do that when they're dreaming that they're humans. But, like, they still don't really know the swears, so they're still raccoon chitters, but I know that they're really human swears, you know? Dream logic sort of thing. You can hear the, I mean, I'm not going to use their words, but I showed them My Fair Lady to try to communicate what I was trying to get across to them, but they got in this whole thing about it being chauvinist and completely missed the point. So I showed them Dr. Doolittle instead, just showed them a different side of Rex Harrison. They liked the push me, pull you. So send along those emails. Send them, some of them along the web, just like you're a spider thrown a volleyball. But it's an email. I mean, if you want to mail me a volleyball, that's cool. I'm not sure how it relates to gardening. Remember, it's a .com, and have a green fingers day.